the IAEA would be providing specific equipment and kit reagents for the early diagnosis of the Ebola virus disease.
What difference do you think these kits will make?
In this case, we would be sure that the diagnostic laboratories will be able to work, to continue their work in a sustained way. And we are hoping that it will allow helping prevent, stopping, combating the disease and the outbreak especially.
And what's the advantage of taking this technology to West Africa?
The advantage of that technology is that the diagnosis can be done very early, much earlier than other techniques, and it's extremely sensitive.
Is this new to the region?
No, actually this technique is currently used by all the diagnostic laboratories that are involved currently in the EVD diagnosis in the affected countries. So it's not a new technique. It's there. We have specialists on site, and we will be, in fact, sustain their activities by providing some reagents, some kits that are lacking by now.
Is it a question of just resupplying the region and making sure they have enough of these kits to diagnose all the cases?
Exactly. In fact, there are some limits in the supply of the diagnosis kits, and so we are trying to make sure that they have enough to continue their work.
Are these kits expensive?
No, it's not really expensive. We will be providing kits for diagnosis of 2,000 patients. It's about $10,000.
And when and where will you provide these kits?
So by now, we will be providing these kits to Sierra Leone and more specifically to the NICD laboratory that is working with WHO.
The equipment is being provided initially to Sierra Leone. Is it going to be expanded to the other two countries which are affected by the outbreak?
Yes, this is indeed the intention of the IAEA, and we are currently liaising with the staff of the UN MEER in Accra, Ghana, and with the CDC laboratories on site in order to identify the laboratories and their needs.